Proclamation number 5886 of 24th of February, 1954. What you do to the least of my brothers. Whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you have done to me. Every day and every hour you are given the opportunity to do good, to say a kind word, to helpfully assist your neighbor with advice and deeds and thus to alleviate his hardship, which need not only consist of earthly needs but also requires spiritual help through comforting encouragement or guidance on the right path which leads out of spiritual and also earthly hardship. You should only not harden your heart and turn away your eyes when you see hardship. You should not become indifferent and believe that you have done enough once you have given help. You should always and constantly practice love, then you will know within yourselves the blissful feeling of a giver who is blessed by me, who receives from me again in the same measure as he gives out, and truly, gifts which make him far more happy than the earthly possessions he renounces. For you give to me as you distribute to your neighbor, you give me the love which your neighbor receives from you. You can only prove your love for me by showing love to your neighbor. You cannot measure the great wealth you accumulate through unselfish love, yet one day you will be happy to recognize the truth of my word and admit that it was truly not difficult to acquire spiritual treasures on earth. And I want to create this happiness for you and therefore constantly admonish you to work with love. As soon as you always remember that I myself come before you as a supplicant when a needy person asks you for a gift, as soon as you remember that I know about every gift which is offered with love and look at you with blessing eyes in return, then your love for your neighbor will grow. Because love always awakens reciprocated love and carries strength and blessings within itself. Whatever you do to the least of my brothers you have done to me. You are all my children, and if the children love each other they give the father the greatest happiness, because only love can cause true bliss and because love leads you all to perfection, which can never be achieved without love. Be grateful as long as you have the opportunity to help and advise, for you still possess the strength of life to do so but you will lack it if one day you recognize your neglects and want to make up for it. Use your time on earth to work with love so that you will enter the kingdom of the beyond with strength and be able to work though with the treasures you have acquired through loving activity. So that you will not be weak and helpless and bitterly regret what you neglected to do on earth. Amen.